Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your wonderful books and tapes. They are so much more than just written and spoken words. I am also exceedingly grateful to the person who shared them with me and have told him so. He too will be in attendance in Sacramento. That's from Ruth Carrico. Now, I don't read that because I believe I had anything to do with it. It wasn't me or my tapes. It was a different energy pattern. The energy to write and speak and say the things that I am doing right here, I'm speaking from my heart throughout this entire program. When I start speaking, I don't even know what I'll say at the end. But I always recall what it says in A Course in Miracles. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, on this path that you have chosen, you could never experience fear again. And what Ruth did in that horrifying, terrifying moment that must be too difficult to even contemplate for most people, what she did is she brought a higher and a faster energy in that moment of hatred, as Francesco implores us, where there is hatred, let me sow love. And in the worst of moments, she was able to bring something, some modicum of love, or higher, faster energy, and in some way was able to dissolve it. Now, most of us won't be faced with that kind of terror or with that kind of hatred. And yet hatred is very much a part of what we experience in our lives and in our world. Collectively, mankind still responds always, almost always, to hatred with more of the same. And the faces of who we are told to hate just keep changing, while hatred itself is the enemy. Because when it's there and we respond to it with more of the same, we attract into our lives the exact same thing that we don't want to see going on. Truly, you can't give away what you don't have. But more than that, what you are giving away is what you continue to attract into your life. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Isn't that some letter? I mean, I read that and I met her and I've had other people tell me similar stories in those moments of the most fear, that if you can just figure out a way to raise the energy just a little bit and bring something higher. Any thoughts, observations, questions? Yes. Carol?
I just had a beautiful experience this morning, jogging early. There were a number of jackrabbits out, and one ran along with me for some of the way, so it fits in with what you said. It was just lovely.
We got St. Francis over here now, right? That's great. I have a little girl, Sage, the one who healed herself of her bumps, who whenever we walk in the rainforest on Maui, the butterflies go by everybody else, and they just land on her. And she just says, "Watch, Dad." And she has the most love for animals of any human being I've ever known. I mean, she can't, you have to escort cockroaches out of the house. She just can't stand the idea of harming anything. This is the fourth principle along the road that is less crowded. And the reason that I say it's never crowded along the extra mile is because where most of the people are, it's very, very noisy. And this principle is called embracing silence. If you want to really move into the higher levels of consciousness, if you want to understand what it means to really live a life of inner peace and feel successful in your life, then silence is something you must not only learn to be comfortable with, but something you must demand, seek out, and insist upon in your life. When I speak about a sense of inner peace, I think that if I were given the opportunity to have one of two choices,